Hey there, and welcome to the Value of Simple podcast, Smart and Simple Matters, with your host, Joel Zeslavsky. This is episode number one. Welcome, folks. I'm Joel, the creator of the Value of Simple website, and this is an exciting day as I'm cranking out the first podcast under the Value of Simple umbrella. This show and future shows go by the name Smart and Simple Matters. So when you hear me talking about the Value of Simple website, that's directly related to, but separate from, the Smart and Simple Matters podcast. But hey, regardless of how you frame it, this show is all about simplifying, organizing, getting awesome at personal finance, and finding your big reasons why you want to make positive changes. So bear with me for just a brief moment while we go through some housekeeping and expectation setting here. It's really important to me for you to know what you're getting into with this podcast, and I need to set the table a bit. After all, I got to reward you for taking the time to listen to this podcast wherever you are right now. Whether you're in the car, commuting to or from your job, working out at the gym, taking a nice run outside, or anywhere else, thank you for listening to this. I'm doing this podcast because, well, for starters, I love it. And I feel I also communicate better verbally than through the written word, so this is a great medium for me to try to express myself. But the main reason I'm doing this isn't for me. It's for you. Seriously, for you. And that's not lip service. I'm here to equip as many people as possible with the tools, skills, and resources they need to speed them on their path to a simplified, money-wise, and organized life. So, in more practical terms, think of me as your personal helper to liberate your time, money, and talent. Once I'm done recapping what Smart and Simple Matters is all about, I'll get to one of my all-time greatest tricks for more than doubling the amount of podcasts and videos you consume in the same amount of time. It's the first of many benefits you'll get from listening to this podcast. But before I get ahead of myself, here's a little breakdown for you about Smart and Simple Matters and the Value of Simple. The first question people normally ask me when they come across the Value of Simple website or anything related to it is, who is this guy? So here's a little bit about me, my history, my family, my values, and some general information thrown in just for kicks. You can, of course, get a lot more at the Value of Simple website by reading my full story, the About page, Frequently Asked Questions, and much more. Just to get my name rolling off your tongue properly, once again, it's Joel Zeslavsky, and I created the valueofsimple.com website. Before I started Value of Simple, I had a website named Enlightened Resource Management that ultimately was folded under the Value of Simple umbrella. And before that, I worked at a financial firm for over a decade named RBC Wealth Management. They plucked me up straight out of college. Not really straight out of college, since I messed around for a few months after college before getting a real job, and they sat me down at a desk where I did behind-the-scenes operations stuff. It was quite exciting, I assure you. Moving rich people's money around the world and making sure our brokers' technology needs were met was actually a pretty good experience for what I'm doing now. As of March 2012, when I quit my corporate gig, I became a thrilled entrepreneur who's already gone from what the hell am I doing mode to, hey, all this stuff kind of makes sense now mode. I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, in a traditional family where I was the youngest of two kids. I have a brother who's a couple years older than me, and we both lived the first 18 years of our life in the same house until moving to Madison, Wisconsin for college. Yep, I'm a Badger through and through ever since spending 4 years getting a communications degree at the University of Wisconsin. Now, when you hear me randomly proclaim Go Bucky, as in Bucky Badger, the mascot of the school, you'll know why. And once college was over, for me and my girlfriend at the time, Melinda, who is now my wife, we moved back to the Twin Cities. And after almost a decade living in Minneapolis, we moved to the suburbs, and I now live in Edina, Minnesota. Being a city slicker all my life, living in the burbs still feels kind of weird. Like, for instance, when there are alleys, where are the alleys and sidewalks? Isn't a city supposed to have alleys and sidewalks? Well, at least in my mind, it does. But we moved for just about the best reason possible, to give our son, Grant, who's now 20 months old, future kid number two, who we might see sometime next year, and our two awesome dogs, Lucia the Samoyed and Emsky the Golden Retriever, the space and environment we needed to thrive as a family. It's cliche, I know, to tell people that your family is the most important thing to you, but that's definitely true for me. Well, that and leaving the world a better place than when I found it. Yeah, I'm one of those kinds of guys. So, let me switch gears here and tell you my definition of simple, what it means to me, and how I use it. My definition of the value of simple is to strip away all the things that needlessly complicate life and then somewhat masterfully organize the things that remain. I talked about this at some length in my Welcome to the Value of Simple website article on the 4th of July, so pardon me for partially repeating myself. There's this great quote attributed to Confucius that really resonates strongly with me, and it goes, "Life is simple, but we insist on making it complicated." I really feel the truth in that, but it doesn't describe in practical terms what a simplified, organized, and money-wise life means to me. Essentially, simplicity and organization are tools. By themselves, they don't inherently do much for you, but used in the right ways, they are perfect for getting more or less of what you want and need. And to me, the value in achieving them comes in ways I can expect, like more time, more money, and more respect, or less fear and less stress, and in ways that I can't begin to predict, like more and more confidence and happiness. So when I constantly bust out my simplicity and organization toolboxes in various parts of life, I get much more out of it. For example, I have just about all the important information to me in a handful of custom spreadsheets. They aren't fancy, they aren't pretty, but they're super simplified and highly organized. So when I need a recipe or a link to that great blog post I read 2 years ago that I want to email to a friend, or I need to remember whether or not I liked a book I read a while back, I turn to one of my spreadsheets. This is my way, one of many, that allows me to reduce down all the extra, all the useless information and data swirling around me to just the critical stuff. And by having this resource available to me, I get to simplify where I need to go for the good stuff, especially when my memory fails me, which is far too often for a 32-year-old guy. And I've organized it in a way that can be instantly accessed wherever I am and is useful not just for me, but for my friends and family too. This is the heart of what I teach on Value of Simple, and I'll be covering on this Smart and Simple Matters podcast. A lot of what I talk about, frankly, is not glamorous. It's not flashy, but it's the kind of nuts and bolts stuff that makes a huge difference in a person's quality of life. I might not live longer as a result of all this simplicity and organization, but I'll certainly live better. So just know, I'm not doing fluff, I'm not adding filler although I can get slightly long-winded from time to time. But your time is too important to me to spend any more than just what I need to crank out awesome value and then letting you take action on it. All of this is designed with a single mission in mind: to help you increase your skills, your confidence, and happiness, and reduce your fears, stress, and wasted time. If I can do one or all of those things for you, I'll get a huge smile on my face, and I really think I can do at least one, and hopefully many of those for you. All right, now let's power through the structure of how things work around here. This episode is a bit special since it's the first one, but laying out the framework for all future shows is huge to me, so here's what you can expect from me, my future guests, and anyone who crashes the production while we're recording. Obviously, there will be periodic exceptions to some of this, but it's important you have the right expectations. So, first of all, you may already noticed I talk like a pretty laid-back dude. That's intentional because I am a pretty laid-back dude. I feel that just because you're talking about a serious topic and something really important doesn't mean you can't have some fun with it and be casual. But just because I speak with a laid-back style and use the slang of our day doesn't mean I don't take this seriously and highly value your time. And speaking of time, a normal episode will be between 15 and 30 minutes long. This, I think, is long enough to dive really deep into one or two specific topics and short enough that you don't have to carve out a big chunk of your day to listen. I don't know how fast you drive to work or go for a run or get buff in the gym, but you should be able to listen to these episodes in one sitting or standing. So, about the topics that we'll cover. It's going to vary from show to show, and there will definitely be overlap within the shows. But we'll be hitting similar topics and themes that you'll also see on the Value of Simple website, the Facebook page, my Twitter stream, and other places you'll find me online. The biggies are going to be the who, what, when, where, why, and how of simplifying, organizing, personal finance, and identifying those core reasons for making the positive changes in your life that you need a big spark to accomplish. So, to give you some concrete examples of topics you can expect, one week I might interview a daily money manager who will talk you through proven ways to create and maintain a budget, financial and general document management, automating your finances, properly assessing your day-to-day money risk, or expense and income tracking. And the next time, I might be flying solo and waxing poetic about the best ways to organize your life in a handful of spreadsheets. And yes, this can be done, and in a future episode, I'll expand on how I do it and why it freaking rocks so much. And then you may get a show where I bring on a couple of guests and we have a mini panel discussion about how to simplify your workspace or digital domain. I'll normally focus on the question of why first, and the questions of how will come next. If I'm not telling you what's at stake each time I speak, and then how to make sure you get more or less of the skill, tool, or resource that's at stake, I'm not doing my job. There will be plenty of who, what, when, and where as well, so don't worry. I like to think of myself as something more than a one-trick pony. So we'll be talking about case studies, experiments, personal or otherwise, vivid stories that entertain and inform, some theoretical and philosophical issues, or updates on the latest and greatest at Value of Simple, and then some. Like the Value of Simple website, this Smart and Simple Matters podcast will feature me and many other folks. Obviously, I'm the common denominator here, and there couldn't be a show without me. So get ready to hear my pleasant voice a good amount. Hopefully, some of my amateur voiceover training will pay off. Little note about me. As of 4 years ago, my dream job was becoming a voiceover actor and what I thought I'd really be doing once I was done with corporate America. But it was not meant to be, at least not at this stage of my life. If you're a voice talent agent listening to this show, though, get in touch with me and let's talk. But I digress. So some of my guests will be people you've heard of before, and some of them might be friends with a story to tell and valuable skills to share. Me, I don't really care who you are. If you have something of value to give and give freely, then you're the kind of person that I want to have on this show. But for the sessions, I'm not going solo. Anyone joining me, I passionately believe, will be able to give you at least one big valuable takeaway, if not more, to immediately act on after listening. So just one more quick note about the structure of future episodes. Sometimes I'll have a segment about the successes and failures I've had with a certain topic or tool. As much as I want you to learn from me what I do best and how it can help you simplify and organize your life, I also want you to see the pitfalls awaiting you if you don't implement the right tactics, strategies, and skills along the way. I'm committed to giving you the honest-to-goodness truth about my experiences with all aspects of my life. I'm not going to just tell you, this is what awesome stuff happened to me last week, and here's why. I'm also going to tell you I'm worse off as a result of using this product, service, person, company, resource, or thing. So, before I wrap this sucker up, I just want to make it crystal clear why I'm doing this podcast. Most people with websites are content to communicate through text and pictures, and hey, that's great. I do it as well, and I think it's an amazing medium to get your message across. Some people get their message through on social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Google+. I do that too, with the community growing around Value of Simple on Facebook, which you can check out at facebook.com/valueofsimple. And through 140 letters or less on Twitter, which you can see at twitter.com/JoelZeslowski. Other folks do video, kind of like I do, on YouTube. Being able to actually see someone complete a tough task or visually show you how something is done is priceless. But sometimes you're somewhere where your eyes need to be focused on something different than your ears. You know, really, I have a mission I need to accomplish, and that goes back to the tagline of Value of Simple, which is liberate your time, money, and talent. I want to help do this for as many people as possible, and the reality is, some people don't like to read. Heck, some people don't like to watch video. Some people just simply prefer the spoken word, and I want to cater to those people too. Because regardless of how you like to consume the things that make you a better, more complete person, some people only respond well to one medium of message or another. And yes, I love feeling like I'm doing one big voiceover take, so it's really fun for me. I also do this for the same reason why I love my local Toastmasters chapter so much, and that's because I love engaging people verbally, even when it's just a one-way interaction. This podcast helps me improve a major life skill, communicating well, and most of what you hear is raw and unedited. Like you, I normally only get one shot to communicate what I believe is important and useful, so this is a great platform for practicing that. But my bottom line is, you can get more value and take better action with less time invested through this podcast than you can with some of the stuff I write on valueofsimple.com. I believe I can really help you when I lead a conversation about great ways to manage your digital data and information, for example, or aiding you to understand how important negotiation can be in personal finance and all the times you can negotiate for something you thought was non-negotiable. There's a time and a place for two-way interaction, like on my website. You know, I do love it when you leave comments, and I do feel good when you send me emails with questions, struggles, comments, or just to say hi. I want this to be a two-way street, and I will respond to your engagement with me. Comments, emails, tweets, Facebook updates, whatever way you want to engage me, it's all good. I don't care whether you found me through iTunes, YouTube, social media, an email from your friend, or anywhere else. This is seriously all about you. If I'm not helping you with life's little problems, and some of the big ones too, then I'm just wasting my time and yours. I want to show you firsthand how one small change can lead to big changes over time. I want to make it abundantly clear that life is easier, cheaper, and happier when we need less and minimize our desires. And I want to explain why it's okay to feel vulnerable and uncomfortable making and keeping new habits and skills. This positive change stuff really is faster and more rewarding when we connect it to a belief or movement larger than ourselves. But hey, if you get nothing more than reducing stress by listening to my sweet, strong, and soothing voice, that's dynamite too. So, here we are at the end of the Smart and Simple Matters first episode. Pretty sweet, huh? Now you get that huge tip I promised, and it takes only a tiny amount of effort on your part. If you thought I spoke too fast or maybe too slow, download a free media player which lets you adjust the speed of the playback for any audio you listen to. This assumes, of course, you're going to be listening to future podcasts on a Mac or Windows-based computer and not on your smartphone, iPad, or some other device that doesn't run standard software. If you won't be listening on a Mac or Windows device, just ignore this quick, hot little trick. My recommendation is to download a free media player called VLC. It's from Video LAN Organization, and you can find it at videolan.org. It's the media player I use instead of the default Windows or Mac ones, and it's been downloaded over 100 million times. Once you install it, you can easily configure it to allow you to instantly increase or decrease the playback speed of not just my podcasts, but of videos too. It works with CDs, DVDs, and just about any physical or digital media format you can think of. Using the VLC media player has taken my productivity through the roof. I rapidly absorb much more audio and video in the same amount of time than I otherwise could. If you want more great ideas and tools to simplify your life, you'll get them in the Value of Simple newsletter. If you sign up for the newsletter at valueofsimple.com/newsletter, you'll get awesome value from knowing in-depth how I use VLC Media Player to speed up my learning. Each edition of the newsletter has something actionable and useful, and I'd highly recommend you sign up for it right now. And if that's not enough, there's a big, but wait, there's more feature of the Value of Simple newsletter. By signing up, you get instant access to my personal user guide, a blueprint that will help you understand, celebrate, and share what makes you tick. Think of it as an express pass to building the foundation for simplifying and organizing your thoughts at first, but ultimately your actions, behaviors, and maybe even habits. It's the best thing I've created so far to help you be more money-wise, organized, and the kind of person who gets to benefit from a stream of simplicity. So go to valueofsimple.com/newsletter right now, get your personal user guide, and more great value from learning how I leverage tools like VLC Media Player. And don't worry, I won't be mad if you speed up my voice and make me sound like the Micro Machines guy or an auctioneer in a fancy bidding war. I'm committed to giving you the most value in the shortest amount of time, but sometimes you just gotta be able to listen on your own terms. So thanks again for listening, everyone. The Smart and Simple Matters show and everything Value of Simple related truly wouldn't be worth a dime without you. And get excited for the next episode, a regular one, and pick up the Value of Simple newsletter in the meantime. So now it's time for your partner in simplifying, that's me, to sign off. You've just listened to a podcast with Joel Zaslavsky, creator of All Things Value of Simple.